I think it's suddenly not. In the third commandment, we are told to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy, right? But often the question sometimes comes, what does that mean? And I was actually asked this question a couple months ago. We received a letter at the church, and somebody had sent us a letter and basically told us we're doing it wrong. We need to have Sunday worship on Saturday. And there's actually a good argument for that. In the church tradition, we still argue that the Sabbath is Saturday and that Sunday is the Lord's Day. Now, the reason we celebrate worship on Sunday and not Saturday is because Jesus comes back on Sunday, right? So it makes sense, right? We're going to celebrate when Jesus comes back. And in the early Christian tradition, we actually believe what happened is people actually would go to work and then in the evening on Sunday go to worship. So people would still work on the Sabbath. So the gentleman was right, but he didn't quite understand why we worshiped on Sunday. Why we do that. But that question of how do you remember the Sabbath and keep it holy is the question at the heart of our gospel story today. In Exodus, the people of Israel are told that the Sabbath was set apart, that it was part of creation, that on the seventh day, God rested. And since God rested on the seventh day, so should we. That as human beings, that sometimes you need a break from work. And if rest is good enough for God, it's good enough for us. And you see this in the synagogue leader today. He's upset because Jesus is working on the Sabbath. The best way to describe this kind of mentality is if you grew up in the South, if you know what a blue law is. Do they have them up north? They do, where you couldn't buy beer on Sunday? Dry counties, right? I used to joke, you know how you get around with no beer on Sunday? You buy it on Saturday. You stock up. I found a loophole in their system. When I went to Furman in South Carolina, one of the big changes that had happened is the city of Greenville, Furman's just in Travelers Rest, so it's just outside of the city of Greenville. The city of Greenville was repealing its blue laws. So you just drove 5 minutes into Greenville and bought your beer and then drove back. Well, you guys were not as excited, but you know what a blue law is. The synagogue leader is protecting the day. It is the day. It is the time. It's what makes it sacred and Sabbath. She's pushing not to work on that day. Just like a blue law does, right? It encourages not to drink on the Sabbath. Closes doors. You know, businesses used to not be open on Sundays for that exact same reason. But in our gospel story, Jesus reminds us that there's another interpretation of Sabbath. In Deuteronomy, we are told to keep the Sabbath, to rest on the Sabbath because the Israelites were once slaves, to remind them that God reached out and set them free. The Sabbath, for this example, is it's not just about rest. It's a day that celebrates liberation. It celebrates freedom. The people who were once in bondage are now free. I don't know about you, but I do not often think about the Sabbath being like a day like the 4th of July or Bastille Day or Juneteenth Day. Days that commemorate the freeing of others. But it is. The ability to take a day off from work is a freedom. It's a privilege in this world. When the Israelites were enslaved by the Egyptians, they worked every day. And even today, you probably know people who have to work every day to make ends meet. Know people who cannot take a vacation, not just because it's out of their price range, but that if they take a vacation, they won't have enough money to eat. where you know people who, even when they try to rest, they're still in pain. The chronic pain is with them, even if they're just sitting there. Like a woman in our story today, who is unable to stand straight up. When I hear the image of a woman who cannot stand straight up, I think of the pain that comes often with that stuff. You all probably might have better experience with that now than I do. That when you're in chronic pain, I always remember when I had my tooth removed, how much it hurt before I got the tooth removed. How the gum, the nerve was just constantly in pain. You worried about what you had to eat. You didn't eat certain things because you were afraid of it. You're afraid of doing this because it was in pain, right? And then the dentist did a wonderful thing. He took the tooth. I don't have the tooth anymore, but I lost the pain. And how freeing that can be to go in and have a doctor heal you so the pains that were once there are now gone. How that is a form of liberation. To know that your body is no longer sick is a form of liberation. Takes away all that fear, all that anxiety, right? All that chronic pain. Ultimately, what both texts remind us is that the purpose of the Sabbath is to remind us about God. And when we talk about God, we talk about God in really two major imagery. God the Creator, right? Created everything out of nothing, made me, you, and everybody in this room, made the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, everything we can see. That is God's creation. But we also talk about God the Redeemer, the Healer, the Liberator. And for that, we often talk about Christ, the one who comes to release and to heal, the one who comes to set us free from our bondage to sin, who seeks to make us free people so the things that once held us in place, who kept us trapped, made us keep working. It has kept us in pain to release us from that, to set us free. How needed it is to have a God who says, I want you to keep the Sabbath holy. I've got a great plan for what you should do with this day. I want you to go and rest. Take care of yourself. I want you to take care of others and enjoy their company. I want you to make this place a better place. How neat that is. That we talk about a God who doesn't ask us to just keep driving on, keep making more, give me more. We have a God who says, take care of yourself. I love you. I want you to take care of yourself. I want you to enjoy each other. And that's the God we speak of. And so as people of God, we do the same thing. We enjoy the times that we can rest. But we also advocate for those who are in need of rest. And when people are burning out, we encourage them to take a vacation. That when people are working many hours, we encourage them to take the day off. That when people are in pain, we help alleviate it. That when people are in need, we help feed them. Because the image we have for God's kingdom, it's a kingdom of freedom. Freedom from fear, freedom from pain, freedom from sin. A freedom that comes to us because of God. Amen. Please join me in singing our gospel hymn, There is a Balm in Gilead.